Anyone familiar with the Bible knows that King David was a man with a heart after God. In fact, I suppose if you're not familiar with the Bible, you still may have heard about David. He's responsible for writing half of that hymn book we find in the middle of our Bible, the Psalms. David was raised up by God from shepherd boy to be king, and he was such a good king, seeking to honor God, that Israel finally experienced peace from its enemies. But then came that day. David found himself standing on the roof of his palace, looking down at a woman he found very attractive, and the desire for her enticed him. It lured him, and then it consumed him. David would go on to inquire about her, only to find out she was married to one of his most loyal soldiers. But that reality did not stop David, and he called this woman Bathsheba to his palace, and he got her pregnant. Adultery that he could not hide led into a death spiral, with David first murdering her husband Uriah. Later came the death of her child. And the sword would continue to take many lives during David's reign. Temptation led to desire. Desire led to sin. Sin led to death. This is what James is warning us about, my friends, in James 1:13-15. James writes, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God.' For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when fully grown, brings forth death." Hi, I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. Today, we're going to talk about the most serious danger you face today. The danger you face, my friend, is sin. Sin, what is sin? It is rejecting and ignoring the way God intends for us to live in his world. Now, perhaps your first impulse, you hear me saying that, is dismiss sin being a serious problem. Pastor Joel, you don't even hear about sin on the news. I agree. You might not even hear about sin in your church. And I'm so sorry if that's true. Shame on your pastor. Your pastor will have to answer God for that. Sin actually was once a very serious subject in past generations. Presidents used to pray publicly every year for God to forgive our nation's sins. But presidential concern over sin ended with Eisenhower back in the 50s. You see, people began to believe that our desires are good and can be trusted. I mean, listen to advertisers today, self-help gurus, the media, musicians. They tell you to believe in yourself, trust your heart. How often do you hear that? Most folks today don't believe sin is a problem, if they even know what that word means. And ignoring sin is leading to so much devastation and death today, just like it did in David's day. My friends, this is why we need to be in our Bibles, because your Bible knows you better than you know you. James, he's been talking to us about the trials we face in life, and now he moves on to temptation, because with every trial comes temptation. And James says that although trials may be God-given faith testers, God does not tempt anyone to do evil, to sin. That's on us. We have to own the evil as our own. We have to believe God's word, that our hearts cannot be trusted. Our hearts are wicked and desperately sick. We cannot know what lies in their depths. Jeremiah 17:9. Do you think David got up that morning planning to ruin a marriage and kill a loyal friend? Of course not. David unsuspectingly found himself attracted to this woman, and he was drawn in by her beauty. Is there something wrong with her beauty? Of course not. God made this woman to be beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. David's problem is he no longer thinks about this woman in the way God says we should, particularly what God has commanded regarding married women. And all David sees is what Eve saw in the Garden of Eden. What is attractive is delicious. If David had no wrong desire, there's no problem. David is fine when he sees his temptation. Similarly, if there's no temptation, still no problem. David is fine. But when the two come together, when the egg of temptation is met by the sperm of desire, there is a conception. Did you notice how James used that language of conceiving? And what is birthed? Sin. And that sin will grow up and lead to death every time. My friend, as we go about our lives, we are in danger. We have to look at the things of this world and be ever asking ourselves this question. What does God say about this? And if God says no and you feel a desire for it, the word for you, my friend, is not fight the temptation, but flee. Paul writes, let anyone who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Sin is a clear and present danger, my friend. But there is a sure hope if we turn to God and ask Him for a way of escape. Paul goes on to write in verse 13, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Remember who you are and who you belong to.